Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 26th day of Adar Aleph, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Demai, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah is going to tell us that the Gzera of Demai that the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made to separate Truma, to separate Masa Sheni and Masa from produce that was bought from Am Haaretz, is only when that produce is going to be used for eating or drinking, or rubbing into the skin, anointing the skin, which is like equivalent to drinking. However, if it's being used for other purposes, the Chachamim did not make that gezerah that one has to tithe what one bought from a amaretz. Halakeach lezerah, if a person buys produce from amaretz for the purpose of replanting or sowing in the ground, whether that seed is going to decompose or not, v'lavahema, or he's buying the food to feed an animal, Kemach la'oris, or he's buying flour in order to tan the skins, hides. Shemen laner, or he bought oil for lighting. O shemen losuch bo'es ha'kelim, or oil to rub into onto kelim to protect them from rust. Potter min admai. In all these cases, one is exempt from separating any of the maisras. And that's because even if it was tevel vada, even if it was definitely untithed produce, and you used it for any of these purposes, you would not be chayv min ha-Torah to separate maisers, only mirabonon. So since the whole takon of Demai was anyway mirabonon, the Chachamim did not make such a gzera. In the Bavli they explain, Gemara Chulin says that this Mishnah, this halacha that we just mentioned about talking about not having to tithe the Demai when you're buying it for animal food is only when initially it was bought for feeding animals. If you bought it, however, for human consumption, and then change your mind to feed it to the animals, then you would be chayv to take maaser, even if it was demai. And same thing applies with the other things that we mentioned in our Mishnah. Michziv ulahalon potu min ha-demai, continues the Mishnah, from a place called Kaziv and further out, that any produce bought there would not be under the gzera of demai. You would not have to separate maaser if you bought it from Amaretz. What's the reason? And the reason is because this area from Kaziv going further outward was not conquered by the Ola Babel, by people who came out of Babylonia to build the second Beis HaMikdash. And therefore they're exempt from taking Demai, from taking Maaser from Demai. The Chachamim only made a Gezerah for separating Maaser from Demai for produce that was bought in places conquered by Ola Babel. Any places that was only conquered, but for example, by the people who came out of Egypt, has a din like Chutzlaretz, as far as like the diaspora, as far as this halach of Demai, and therefore they're exempt from giving Demai. In Yerushalmi, it's explained that really even Tevel Vada, even if it's definitely Tevel untithed, is potter from Maestros in these areas. So why does it mention only Demai? It's just that because our Masechta is dealing with Demai, therefore the Tana says potter min Demai. The Rambam writes that we're not worried that maybe, even though it's outside the borders, it's because even outward, maybe the fruits came from Eretz Yisrael. We don't say that. We say that if you're buying it here in this area, it's probably from this area. Chazoka that it is potter from Maestros, until you know that it comes from an area that is chayv. Continues the Mishnah, Chalas Am Haaretz, any chala that was separated by Am Haaretz from his dough for the Kohen, the Hamaduma, any truma of an Amaret that was mixed up with the chulin of an Amaret, and there's not 100 times as much chulin as the truma to be mevatlet. That's why it's called meduma, and the halacha is with such a mixture, it's treated as if it was all truma. Yisrael can't eat it; you'd give it all to the kohen. V'halokuach bekesef maaser sheni, any fruits that were bought from an Amaret with the money of maaser sheni, whether it's the money of Maaser Sheni of Demai, whether it's the money of Maaser Sheni of Vadai, definitely Maaser Sheni, Ushiyore HaMenoches, and the leftovers of the Menoches, the Mincha was the offering that was brought from the meal offering that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash, and you would separate a koimetz, a fistful on the Mizbeach, and the rest of it was eaten by the Kohenim. So shiore means the leftovers of the mincha after you've given the kmitz on the Mizbeach. All these things are pturin min admai. You don't have to take Maaser of Demai in any of these cases. There are two reasons brought in the Yerushalmi for this. One reason, some say, is because when the Chachamim made the Gzeira to separate Maaseris from Demai, they did not make it on these things. They didn't envisage it applying to these things. It was never part of the Gzeira. It was only made out of normal produce you buy from Amaretz. A second reason brought is because the Amaretz is afraid of Kodshim, and they won't give to the Kohen something that's not properly tried. And if they know it's got Truma in it or Challah or etc., then they won't do something. They won't give the Kohen something that's not fixed. Similarly with the Menachos, Mincha, it's Kodshim. The Am Haaretz had a fear of Kodshim. They would never play around with that. They would definitely take Maaser of it before they would use it for Kodshim. So therefore, leftovers of a Mincha, which is Kodshim, you can assume even if you buy it from Am Haaretz, there's no problem about Maaser. You don't have to take Maaser. They've taken it. Shemen Orev, sweet oil that's been spiced up, that you bought from Am Haaretz, Beis Shammai Mechaibin. Beis Shammai says you have to take Maaser from it. It's part of the Gzera. Why? Because people used it for sicha. They used it for massaging onto their skin. Uvesil Pochin. Besil say no. They say it's exempt from Demai because it's not used for eating. It's only used for sicha, for putting on the body. And therefore the Chacham did not make a Gzera of Demai. Mishnah Dalad. Our Mishnah is going to list things which you're not allowed to do if it's definitely tavil, if it's untithed, if you know it's not untithed. If you know it's untied, that is. But if it's Demai, if it's a Sofik, because you bought an Amoritz, you're allowed to do these activities, these things. And that's because the whole idea of Demai was a Sofik anyway. In the majority of cases, the Ame Haaretz would take Maaser, and therefore the Chachamim, for example, allowed Demai to be eaten by poor people, by Anim. Demai, this produce that hasn't, that's been bought in Amoretz, that hasn't yet been taken Maaser again by the people who bought it, Ma'arvin boy means you can make an Erev Tchumin and Erev Chatzeres with it. Erev Tchumin means you put some food down, an Erev Shabbos, enough for two meals, at the end of where your Tchum is, at the end of where you want to, where you can walk to from Shabbos, so that you've got another place, so that you can walk from there another 2,000 Amos. So, this is called Erev Chatchumin. You have to use food there, and the food that you use can be Demai. Why? Because Anim could eat it. Erev Chatzeres means when you mix together people who live in one chatzer. You have different houses in one big chatzer, one big yard. They can't carry from the yard to the individual houses or bring or take out from the houses to the yard unless they join themselves together by doing what's called an Erev Chatzeres. They put enough food for two meals, they put it in the house of one of these people, and by doing that they all join together and it's considered like one big chatzer, like one big house, and with shared with one chatzer. Our Mishnah tells us then that you're allowed to make an Erev with the food of Demai because it's fit for eating by a name. Umishtatfin boy, and you can do a shittuf mavois. You can people join together in a mavoi. Now, what's a mavoi? A mavoi is an alleyway which had a number of chatzeres in it, and each chatzer had a number of houses in it. So, in addition to joining the people in the chatzer, you had to join all the chatzeres, all the different yards, to make them like one big yard in an alleyway. So, again, what they do is they put a jointly contributed by all the people there in one of the chatzeros, and then that mavoi, the whole alleyway, becomes with the chatzeros like one big rishos. That's called shituf hamavoi, joining the mavoi, and that allows people then to carry from their chatzer to the mavoi, to the alleyway, and bring in from the mavoi, the alleyway, into the chatzer. And our Mishnah is telling us that he too, the food that you use to make that joining everybody into one big mavoi can be done even with demai, with produce that's a sofik if it's been maaser a lot. You couldn't do that. You could not do that with tevel vadai because no one's allowed to eat tevel vadai, and the food has to be edible to make an erev chatzeres or a shittuf mavois. Umevarchin alav. Furthermore, you're allowed to make a bracha on demai. Now, there are three different opinions what type of bracha we're talking about. The Rambam learns it means benching. If you've had a meal, you can bench. You have to bench. Others say it means a cup of wine, that you make a bracha on a curse of wine, the birkas mazon, you make a pregofen over it. Rashi learns it means making a moitzi on it, if it's bread. And you're allowed to do this. Umazamnin alav, and you can make a birkas azim and join everybody, rabosai. But you can only do that because it's tamar. It's only a suffix. And most people did take maaser. If it would be definitely tavel, which is osa to eat, and someone ate that, you don't bench on that, you don't make a mezuman on that, that's, anyone who makes a brocha on forbidden food, it's called an angering Hashem. Umafrishin oisei orim. You're allowed to also separate from the dmai, the maaseris, when you do separate it, as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made the takana, a person can do it even when he's not clothed. Why? Because there's no bracha to be said when you take maaser from demai. The whole thing was a sofik. Because it doesn't need a bracha, you don't have to be clothed. If it would be tevel vadai, definitely untithed produce, where there you have to make a bracha. So you're not allowed to do that when you're naked because you can't make a bracha like that. Ben hashmoshes. Another halacha is ben hashmoshes, twilight. This is a twilight on Friday evening, where it's a sofik if it's Shabbos. You're not allowed to separate vadai if it's tevel, that you can't do. But if it's demai, you're allowed to separate it. Erev Shabbos, Ben Hashmashas. Ha'im, or some don't have ha'im, but just ve'im. And if, hikdim ma'asa sheni l'rishon ein b'kach klum. If a person separated the ma'asa sheni before ma'asa rishon, the second time before the first time, that wouldn't matter. If it's the ma'asa sheni of demai. The halacha is that you're not allowed to change the order of separating ma'asras. First thing you put is Bikurim, then comes then Truma, then Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. If a person didn't do it in the right order, then when he gets to make the declaration in the fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah, Biarti HaKodesh, I get rid of all the holy things from my house, Kachol Mitzvah, according to your mitzvah, Asher Tzivison, that you've commanded me, you can only give that declaration if you've given it in the right order. If a person has, however, separated Maaser Sheni from Demai before he separated Maaser Rishon in order to give the Trumas Maaser the Kohen, it wouldn't matter because it's Demai. It's not going to stop his declaration. Shemen Shahagardi Sochbetz Ba'osav, any oil that the weaver points or smears onto his body, onto his skin, on his fingers. Why? In order to make the skin softer, so that when he's weaving it, it shouldn't damage his hands. Chayiv b'demai. That oil is chayiv to take maasers from, because the oil gets absorbed in his skin, he gets enjoyment from it, and sicha has a din like shtia. And applying it on your skin is like drinking. Visha hasurik nosen batzemer, but any oil that the wool comber, puts into the wool to soften it, that is potim and demai, exempt from demai, because it has the same din as shemen, that you use to put onto kalim, onto vessels. And we said before, any shaman put on equipment on vessels is potter from taking maaser when it's demai.